Test 66, Section 2, Question 4. Now, with this one, we are looking for another assumption. It says, traditional talk therapy in which a patient with a disorder discusses it with a therapist produces chemical changes in the brain. So it produces chemical changes. These changes seem to correspond to improvements in certain aspects of the patient's behavior. And there's a correspondence between that and improvements in behavior. Thus, okay, so now we're probably going to get the conclusion. Physicians will eventually be able to treat such patients as effectively through pharmacological intervention in the brain's neurochemistry as through the lengthy intermediary of traditional talk methods. So we'll eventually be able to fix things with pharmacology intervention or pharmacological intervention as we do through the talk therapy. So basically it's saying talk therapy produces changes, and those changes correspond to changes in behavior. So then it's saying, therefore, we could fix things with drugs that basically just mimic that. Now, one of the things here is we have a correlation-causation issue, and this is something we see all the time. So they're assuming that the changes in the chemical changes are what are causing the behavioral changes, and not vice versa. And also not that there's some other thing that's causing both of those changes. So they're assuming that a correlation between chemical change and behavioral change is causal in the sense that the chemicals are causing the change in behavior. So then what do we have to assume? A, all neurochemical changes produce corresponding physiological or psychological changes. This is just too strong. Remember, wrong answers on assumption are too strong, out of scope, or irrelevant, or opposite. Improvement by a patient's behavior produced by talk therapy occur only through chemical changes in the brain's neurochemistry. Well, maybe. It's strong, but if it's saying they will eventually be able to treat patients as effectively through pharmacological intervention in the brain's neurochemistry as through talk, then yeah, you are kind of assuming that. So let's hold on to B. Talk therapy has not been effective in bringing about psychological change. Well, actually, we have to assume that it has. So then if chemical changes in the brain's neurochemistry correspond to improvements, then psychology and neuroscience will eventually be indistinguishable. No, that's a little too strong. It's going way too broad for this. We don't have to assume that the psychology and neurochemistry will become, or neuroscience will be indistinguishable. And then direct intervention in the brain's neurochemistry is likely to become a less expensive way of treating psychological disorders than talk therapy. We don't actually know anything about the costs. We don't have to assume what the pricing will be. It could be that they're really expensive drugs. So, therefore, B is going to be our best answer there. Because if we're going to say that we can do it as effectively with drugs as we do with talk therapy, we have to assume that the only difference or the only changes that are happening are due to the neurochemical changes. So, therefore, B is our correct answer.